chemical industry. It's one where it has been on the lips of everyone. Every year, it's the same discussion. We look at how medicine, well, I suppose we as consumers, we look at how medicine has become expensive. I know I usually complain. We complain about medical aids. We complain about the price of medicine. But the single exit price for medicines and scheduled substances gazetted by Health Minister in December 2017 is apparently the lowest in a decade and comes amid growing utility costs and a depreciating rand value. Eric Ruiz is the CEO of Pharma Dynamics, and he's joining you on the line to chat to you just about that. Eric, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Abs.
I must apologize, Eric. You know, sometimes early this morning, the tongue just locks up, and I just cannot pronounce some names or surnames the way that I would like to pronounce them. But nonetheless, let's talk about the pharmaceutical industry. So this gazette, or rather these gazetted medicines and scheduled prices, is this a problem?
Yeah, I think it's not a immediate problem, because the vision of the pharmaceutical industry is obviously to provide cost-effective, quality healthcare or treatment solutions to the population in South Africa. So there's always a threshold when one looks at setting pricing and sustaining a model where you can resource the model appropriately to ensure there's future products for the population. So I suppose it's a balance that needs to be reached between the industry, the DOH. For the listeners that's not aware, the price setting in the pharmaceutical industry is regulated by the Department of Health. It's called a single exit price. The DOH sets the increase annually, and that's gazetted and regulated. So you get granted a price increase once per annum by the DOH, and that price applies, that percentage that's granted applies to all pharmaceutical products that's registered in South Africa. And yeah, it's the first time in a decade that we got a 1.2% price increase. It's the lowest in a decade. In 2011, there were no price increases granted. I suppose the strategy from government or the DOH is to ensure that products remain cost effective, that we can get utilization in the broader population. But from a pharmaceutical perspective, the increase has never been above inflation for the last decade as well. So that is a slow creep from a sustainability perspective.
Eric, let's talk about that a little bit, because I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, man, this is a win for me as a consumer. But as you, I think where you're leading to is that it may be for you now, but in the long run, for the pharmaceutical industry, this can have dire or damaging consequences. What sort of consequences could we be looking at?
Absolutely. There's a few areas. First of all, if you look at independent data, over the last 6 years, more than 700 pharmaceutical products has been pulled from the market due to not being sustainable and profitable enough for the industry. That's the first area. So you might see lesser options for the consumers, which might then spin the other way, because if there's lesser options, there's less competition, and then the pricing might increase. And then your job creation is the second area. The pharmaceutical industry provides more than 12,000 jobs per annum to the South African workforce. That might diminish. And then if you look at corporate social investments, a company like Pharma Dynamics, we invest quite an amount annually into corporate social investment in educating population around broader healthcare, upliftment programs in various areas of society. And then I think the future quality product that needs to be sourced by pharmaceutical industries or companies to ensure a long-term sustainable model will become a challenge, because every year we need to resource new dossiers, purchase new dossiers from all the suppliers globally. Those costs increase annually above inflation. So those are the four main areas that I think you'll see effect in our industry.
And if we talk about, you know, businesses feeling the pinch, when a business loses money, it has to cut its costs. I would imagine then if the pharmaceutical industry is feeling the pinch, one of the biggest costs to cut would be employees. So this could translate to job losses.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mentioned before. If you look at the number of people employed by the pharmaceutical industry, you might see consolidation by pharmaceutical companies. You might see foreign investment disappearing from your global companies that really wants to invest in emerging markets and in a country like South Africa. That investment amounts might diminish or get smaller, and the long-term effect is that you might see lesser job creation in our industry, correct?
Joining you on the line this morning is Eric Ruiz, who is the CEO of Pharmadynamics, saying that the single exit price for medicines and scheduled substances, which has been gazetted by the health minister in 2017 to be the lowest in a decade, comes amid growing utility costs and a depreciating rand, and saying that this will continue to affect the pharmaceutical industry and ultimately continue to affect you. And talking about that, perhaps you have a different view on this matter. 021-446-0567. Join us in conversation. Eric, to ask you then, we are where we are now. The numbers have already been gazetted. The markets are looking at this. Pharmaceutical markets are looking at this and trying to find a way forward. What is the way forward?
Perhaps the pharmaceutical industry is always open to negotiating with the DOH. There's good positive collaboration between industry and the Department of Health. My suggestion will be we all belong to industry bodies, industry associations. Those associations will keep on collaborating with the DOH to really understand the structure and the reasoning for these lower price increases and try and find a balance that ensures a sustainable model. If you look at national health insurance that's busy evolving in our country, it's a sustainable model, and pharmaceutical products will play a major part in that. And you need to have pharmaceutical companies that can invest long-term in future molecules, future treatment regimes that need to come to South Africa still needs to be sourced by the pharma industry. So there needs to be a fine balance between setting price and ensuring a sustainable model and providing appropriate healthcare to our population. So I think it's more collaboration, more understanding of reasoning from the DOH for these low increases. Pharmaceutical products is only one section of the healthcare bill. If you look at your medical aids, their increases are way above inflation. Year on year, it's compounding, and the pharmaceutical industry receives these small, minimal increases. So there's a bit of a balance that's out of kilter with regards to the model. So my suggestion is collaboration, a lot of conversation, and partnership, ensuring a sustainable model.
Eric Ruiz, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you, Epps. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much. To you listening at home, 53 minutes past 4.